Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States welcomes the release from prison of Iranian pastor Youssef Nadarkhani. In a case which garnered international attention and condemnation, Mr. Nadarkhani, pastor of a network of Christian house churches in the city of Rasht, faced execution in Iran on the charge of apostasy. Arrested in 2009, the married father of two repeatedly refused to recant his Christian faith in return for his freedom. He spent 3 years in jail, years which State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland, in a statement hailing his release, called harrowing. This month, an Iranian court cleared Pastor Nadarkhani of apostasy. Instead, it found him guilty of proselytizing Muslims, sentencing him to 3 years in prison. He was ultimately released for time served and was reunited with his family on September 8th. While welcoming Pastor Nadarkhani's release, spokesperson Nuland noted that the status of religious freedom in Iran remains grave. Many more Iranians remain in prison and face persecution simply because of their faith, she said. More than 100 Baha'is and members of the Sunni Muslim, Zoroastrian, and Gonabadi Dervish communities suffer in confinement, and we call for their immediate release. The United States has repeatedly urged the Iranian regime to respect the religious freedom of all its citizens, and that freedom, as Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has said, consists of more than private belief or practice.
Religious freedom also includes the right to raise one's children in one's faith, to share one's faith peacefully with others, to publish religious materials without censorship, to change one's religion by choice, not coercion, and to practice no religion at all.
The United States will continue to stand with the people of Iran who struggle to hold their government accountable and have it respect their fundamental human rights.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.